I mean, we did do quite a lot of, I mean, we did loads of fun things, but we did quite a lot of silly things as well, didn't we?
Was that the all-nighter we're talking about? The all-nighter,
yeah.
Okay, so Dad went out, I was there at the U, and that was you and me, and we did games and stuff and reading, kind of getting near bedtime, but you weren't sleepy.
When was bedtime back in those
days? I think
days?
It was eight. Yeah, it was eight, and there was no sign of your dad, so I thought, you know, why not? He's not tired, no point forcing you to go to bed. Lying there wide-eyed staring at the ceiling. So we did some more stuff, and then we did some more stuff, and then Dad came home and he saw that we were awake and that we'd had some food, like picnic in the sitting room like we used to do. Just said, "Are you all right?" stuff. And I said, "Yeah, we're fine. I said, "You know, don't worry, I'm sure Laura will get tired in a little while." So you really weren't tired, you were absolutely loving it. I could see how this was going to go, because your dad went upstairs to bed, he just knew that I'd get you into bed, and I'd had a pack of pints or whatever, so he needed his bed, he worked hard.
So very understanding. Supposed to get a lift home, aren't you?
I knew that wasn't happening. I was probably not getting home, and I needed to let Mum know, so phone Mum, told me that's happening. Just stay there, because I knew I could crash on the sofa. So that's what happened, but we kept going, and it got into the morning, and then that's when you collapsed, really, in a very understandable way, because we really hadn't stopped. I don't remember having a snooze at all. I then had to tell my sixth form leader that I wouldn't be in school that day. I had a family problem, I think was the way I described it, because Ken Pete had to go to work. He really did look so delighted with the fun that we'd been having that I think he thought it was going to go on and on and on too. And then he came home, and then obviously, and I went home and collapsed myself. It was one of the things I've never forget. I've never done that with anybody else.
Yeah.
Not even, I'm not a wild party person. I never have been. I'm just crap at that kind of thing. But it was a unique experience. Never forget it.